All right, welcome back to another episode of Nickel for Your Thoughts. Today we have a very special guest, Riddy. Thank you for being a guest on our show.
Hello, hello.
So really, how about you introduce yourself?
Alrighty, well, I'm Riddy. I went to school with all of these guys at NGIT, so I'm also another fellow BME, and what else should I talk about?
Yeah, so Riddy is another BME veteran, survivor, someone who we share our PTSD moments with when we talk about these things. A very close friend of ours, very special friend. So yeah, I mean, I guess we can start off with a memory of yours from school.
A memory of mine. The first memory that comes to mind is, I think this is probably the start of like when we started becoming like better friends, I guess. I remember like my roommates would go to their like fraternity meetings. It was on a Tuesday night. I distinctly remember the day. And you guys would always call me over and we would play Exploding Kittens. So you taught me how to play the game and we would play that game every Tuesday night. And honestly, it was a highlight of my whole day and my week, honestly. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were kind of crazy back then, getting lit. So Riddy is actually, for you folks at home, I don't know if you remember, a couple episodes ago, we talked about having Riddy on, and Riddy is actually in the prime time of her life right now. She has just recently moved out and experiencing the full extent of adulthood. So do you have is there anything you can say on that?
Yes. But before that, I would like to ask, why was I introduced as someone that was in a frantic situation during that podcast? I have to ask.
When we called you that one night to ask you to join, you were like, oh yeah, no, it'd be great. I can definitely be on. But then you were like, but things are kind of crazy right now and I'm experiencing a lot of things. I'm like, you know what? I want to hear it on the podcast.
Real quick, we had to talk about that after the podcast, and like I had no idea, and I was like, I hope she's okay. Like,
I was like, am I?
We were so worried with you. We were just like, is she okay?
Yeah,
is everything okay with her?
Yeah, I was very confused, but yeah, everything is okay with me. Just a lot of life changes, like Mike said. Moving out was definitely a huge process. I didn't really know what I was signing up for until I was doing it. And adulting is like a lot of work. A lot of work. Like even trying to find this place, you have to go to a lot of apartments, you have to like do virtual tours, in-person tours, you have to like see if it's worth the money, what amenities they have, what utilities are covered and not covered. I learned a lot about utilities, by the way. Like, apparently hot water is separate from cold water, like the expenses, and electricity obviously is like as you use it. So it's like small things like that I learned about. And the moving process itself was very, like, I honestly didn't have a lot of stuff to move, but it still took a lot of time. Like, just moving it from my parents' house to this new place to like cleaning up the place and putting things into their proper spot. And now I'm kind of at the spot where I have to buy new things. So that's been a whole process. So if anyone has any sofa ideas, definitely send them my way.
Get a futon.
Yeah, just throw one out.
No, I do not want a futon, okay? this is like my first adult like purchase, I guess. Actually, no, second one. I would say my first adult purchase was buying my mattress. But yeah, I feel like futon screams like college student. So I want to like level up, you know?
I mean, it's a futon in the living room. I'm not suggesting this will be your everyday mattress.
No, I know that. But I feel like, I don't know, to me, futon screams college.
I mean, I was trying to slide in to get a free night out if I'm ever in the area, but I guess not. It's all right. I'll take the couch.
No, I mean, you guys are always welcome to come over. I'm trying to find a couch where, like, it turns into, like, a sleeper or a pull-out or whatever.
A futon.
No, not a futon. I refuse. I don't want a futon.
Oh, you're talking about those couches with, like, the bed that's underneath?
No, okay, so I saw this one couch at IKEA, and it's, like, it's in an L shape, and then, like, the... Let me try to explain this properly since, like, this is only audio. It's in an L shape, and the part that extends off of, like, the main part of the sofa, that's, like, storage. So you can, like, pull it up and, like, store things underneath. And now the other side of the sofa, which is technically the main part of the sofa, it kind of, like, pulls out and across. But now you have, like, a 2x3, like, sofa bed, I guess. So it's not like a sofa bed, like the normal ones you're used to, but so it's becomes a large
couch.
Yeah, a large couch, basically.
So it's a modular couch.
I think, but like you could fit two people on there, like it's big.
All right, and how much is that running you?
That one was like $600.
That's actually not that bad.
I have, like, no sense of what's a good sofa price. Like, clearly, I've never gone sofa shopping.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. How do I know if that's a deal or if I'm getting ripped off?
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, yeah. One of my friends mentioned that he got, like, a sofa off of Amazon for, like, $400. But I don't think it was, like, a storage type of thing or that it turned into, like, a bed. So, comparatively, that sounds good then. But again, like, that's only one thing I've heard.
All right, I mean, a couch, you can also go with a beanbag or like a lawn chair in the living room, and it'll serve the same function.
I'm not trying to live a bachelor life right now.
I mean, those extra large beanbags, though, those look good.
Those are nice, but I feel like that's like something you have as an addition to like a sofa. Like, I feel like it's just weird just to have like a super large, like Costco-sized beanbag chair.
Wait, no, this is prime opportunity for you to get a Yugabo.
What the heck is a Yugabo? I've never
heard. Please look up Yugabo. It is a brand. I don't know where they're stationed in. I don't know where they're from. But it's a brand that just specializes in beanbag products. They have Yugabo couches. They have huge-ass beds.
Wait, Mike, you gotta tell us how to spell Yugaboats, because all I get is just a bunch of hybrid boat things.
Hold up.
I have never heard of this. How do you know about this?
So they are considered a furniture company. It's spelled Yogibo.
I really hope they're your first sponsor for this podcast.
Yugabo, if you're listening, I know you're listening. Please sponsor us.
I'll take a couch. Oh, okay.
See? Free promo right here.
Wait, that's actually not bad. An ergonomic inflatable ball chair to help your posture with built-in base. That's a promotion, right?
We're reading their advertisements. See, I can't get one because I have nowhere to put it.
But they're not, like, that pretty.
Okay, see, What aesthetic are you trying to go for right now?
Okay. I'm still working on it, but just to give you context, like, my kitchen is directly connected to the living room. So the aesthetic of the kitchen and the living room kind of has to go hand in hand. And, like, my kitchen cabinets are black. My countertops are white. So it's, like, a black and white type of theme. But for, like, the overall theme, I would like to go for something, like, contemporary or modern. Definitely not, like, I don't know, no rustic, no bright pinks and things like that. No, like, girly girl, like, none of that. Like, I guess contemporary is the best way to put it.
Adult.
Adult, yeah. I'm going for an adult aesthetic.
I want to be respected.
In my own apartment.
When I sit, I don't want to sink into what I'm sitting into.
No, I like beanbags, okay? Don't get me wrong. I love beanbags, but I feel like it's like an addition to something else. Like, I don't feel like having two beanbags and a TV is like screams adult.
It screams comfort and
it screams efficiency sleepover.
And
it screams slumber party. Like, and I love a good slumber party, but like, not every day.
I don't know, man. Coming home from work after a long day and you just plop onto a beanbag, I think you're missing prime opportunity here.
I would not want to nap on there, like, for hours on end. I feel like that's horrible for your back.
So you'd rather nap on a hard couch?
Or
a couch that pulls out into a bed?
Who said the couch is hard? Couches can be soft. You're not sleeping on a rock. Like
$600.
You can put pillows on it and make it even like softer.
I can imagine you sleeping on pillows now.
No, but this Yogibo, like, it's just not screwing my aesthetic. Yogibo. Why is it spelled Yogibo? Is it Yogibo or Yogibo?
I say Yogibo. I could be completely wrong.
But, like, where is the A? Where is the A from Yoga coming from?
What do you mean? It's Yogibo.
It looks like Yogibo to me.
Yogibo?
Yogibo.
Hey, Ant. I think he's still
Signing up.
Okay. Yeah, he just joined.
Hey.
So, for you listeners, Ant was running late. We told him to just join whenever he's available. So he is now here. How long have you been going for? Not long.
Like 10 20 minutes.
Can you guys hear me?
There he is.
Good evening, everybody.
Would you like to introduce
Very
yourself?
Very formal.
Thank you. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, Ant.
How you doing?
Also, I'm good. How are you?
Been all right. I just got back from a doubles game.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Ooh.
Yeah, we lost 5-3.
Oh.
Who did they play?
What are they named? They're a Canadian team. I think they're called the Flames.
Of course we lost. Canadian, bro.
Well, yeah, they're Canadian, bro. They're freaking jacked. Especially, like, all they do is play hockey, so you gotta expect.
Yeah, they practically live on the ice.
Yeah.
You paid to see the Devils lose. It's fine.
Basically. Well, actually, no, I got it for free.
Oh, so nice.
What happened was, is that, I skipped class to go. So, yeah, that's always a good move, especially for grad school. My friend invited me to go, and he has season tickets, and his brother wasn't gonna go. So I basically took his seat. What ended up happening is that his brother's friend from Indianapolis and his brother, they decided to go as well. So he emailed it's kind of like a supervisor, but basically the person that he got like the season pass through, and she got us all seats basically like 4 rows away from the ice. So we were right there next to all the commotion that happening. And we got free food.
Got blood splatters on you for free.
We got free food. Like, it was like a buffet style kind of thing. We got club seats.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and my friend's brother's friend, he dropped his phone through the bleachers. So what ended up happening was someone went down there to go get it. And while they handed me his phone, I asked the guy for the hockey stick that was down there. And he gave it to us. So now my friend has a broken hockey stick too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And it was actually a hockey stick that was used for the Sabres versus Devils game on the 23rd, I believe. It's an NHL player's hockey stick. We got it.
Does it say that anywhere?
Yeah, it says Sabre on the top. It's like an imprint of the insignia of the team.
That's sick.
So, what have you guys been talking
also...
to?
What's that?
Talking about? What have you guys been talking about?
We're talking about this... this furniture company, Yogibo, and how much of a great idea it would be for a person to incorporate this into their home aesthetic and their everyday life. But
why is it a different type of looking furniture?
Look it up.
I think
I spell
it's
it?
Also
Yogibo.
How would you pronounce that?
Yogibo.
Okay, so he's on the same track as me. Mike keeps saying
Maybe I'm saying it wrong, and that's probably going to be the reason why Yugabo decides to not sponsor us.
So they have Yogibo spaces, they have Jogo balls, they have... I don't understand.
Why does one of their things literally look like that pillow that pregnant women sleep with?
The body pillow?
Yeah.
Wait, I have one.
Like, why?
They're so comfortable.
Isn't that thing like the size of your body?
Yeah, that's why it's a body pillow.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wait, are you a side sleeper?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Why is that weird?
Wait, Ant, you sleep on your stomach.
Yeah, hell yeah, I sleep on my stomach.
That's weird.
That's weird, dude.
Why, you sleep on your back or your side?
On my side.
I guarantee you at some point you turn onto your stomach.
I have.
No way you don't.
But isn't it, like, bad? Because, like, it's harder to breathe, too?
It's not harder. I mean, I would hope that's why you have your ribcage.
Like I've laid on my stomach, but I haven't, like, slept the whole night on my stomach. Like, if I'm, like, I don't know, just, like, laying down in the middle of the day.
I feel like that's bad on your neck.
What, laying on your stomach or on your side?
Yeah, on your stomach.
No, I mean, not really. I guess it depends on the height of the pillow. So I would guess, like, if you lay on your side, the pillow has to be a little higher to support your neck. And your stomach could be lower. But it's not like I'm sleeping face down suffocating.
No, but that's the point, right? You have to, like, turn your head so that you can breathe.
Oh, and yeah, of course.
Extended periods of time with your neck just extended like that.
Well, you end up favoring one side. So if I sleep with my head to my left, that's what I usually do. I face left. I will lean more on my right arm.
Oh, okay. So you're a side sleeper.
No, I sleep on my... Again, I don't sleep with my face down in the pillow. I sleep on my stomach with my face to the side.
I don't know. All I know is that was very helpful when we went to Atlantic City because I didn't have to worry about you choking on your own vomit.
Because I slept with my face down.
Yeah, you were facing down, so we were good. Yeah.
So Yogi Bear. Is there a specific item that you guys have been favoring?
No, I don't find them that attractive.
Look, the chairs are nice. The gimmick looks nice.
Right on the front page, there's a businessman on his iPad sitting in his Yogabo.
I don't like that chair. That shirt is low.
But it's like very professional.
No, it looks like a beanbag.
It's professional because the guy's in a suit. Like, not because of the...
Oh, he's in jeans.
He's in jeans and a button-down shirt.
He has stars on his socks.
I have no idea which image you guys are referring to.
On their main page, just scroll down a little bit, and he's the cover ad for their beanbag chairs. He's the cover face.
That beanbag chair looks actually pretty nice, though.
Oh, okay, I see him. I see him now.
Oh, it is a beanbag chair. I called it a beanbag chair because that's what it looked like. I didn't realize it actually was one.
Look at the caterpillar roll.
The caterpillar roll?
Yeah, if you go in their indoor classics.
I'm not going through these options.
How long have you guys been here for? Sorry I joined late, by the way.
Like 25 minutes.
Okay.
Not too bad. We're talking about Riddy's furniture, her choice of furniture, and I highly disagree with what she's choosing.
Oh, I already know what center table I would get for my living room.
Coffee table. All right. Do you have a coffee table?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You moved in. You're living away now.
Yes. Yeah, I moved in about a week ago, and I do not have a coffee table. And I'm honestly contemplating not getting one.
Wait, you're not going to get a coffee table, but how much are you willing to spend on
one? Because I will send you one right now, and it looks amazing.
Wait, there is too many comments. What?
You can go first.
Go ahead, Ant.
Okay. Please get one. I'm going to send you it. I'm going to mention it right here when I find it. It is amazing. It's a coffee table that draws it draws stuff on sand.
It draws stuff on sand. Okay, I need an image of this because I have no idea.
I'm trying my best to find it. I have about 200 tabs on Safari on my phone right now.
Oh, that's disgusting. Found it. How did you?
Okay. So type this in. Ready? So delete the tab that says Yogaboo on it. And start a new one.
Open up a new tab.
No. Just delete that one too. So SIS. YFHUS Sisyphus.
Okay, SISY.
Then wait, no, don't do that.
I'm getting a Greek god.
Yeah, I know.
The Greek god that pushes the rock up a hill.
That one, yes. Hold on, what is the name of this? Yeah, SISYPHUS Industries.
Industry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
it's like for meditation. It's like it's supposed
to
be.
No, it's not for meditation. It's for good looks, and I love it.
It doesn't do it automatically.
No, it does. So there's a motor underneath that magnetically drags a ball, and it creates images on the sand. Yeah, it's not for meditation. It does not play music.
I mean, I feel like soon enough they will play music.
I have someone doing this on my TikTok for you page. So
are you serious?
Buy this. Yeah, okay. Man, you're not on on stress dope. Relief talk TikTok.
No, I don't take morphine.
Wait, this actually looks pretty nice, though.
Yeah, this looks pretty cool. I won't lie.
Yeah, you look at the prices first.
Really, how much are you trying to spend though?
Yeah, because the cheapest one is $637, and I think that's only in, like 2 feet diameter.
I think you that's need a metal coffee table.
It's very small. Oh, sorry, 15 inches diameter. Even smaller.
Oh my god.
That's something you would put like in the middle of your if you have a large kitchen table.
There's no coffee table, it's a centerpiece right by now.
So yeah, there's a metal coffee table, $2,000. You got $2,000 to drop?
Oh, you can connect it to your phone.
Definitely.
Yeah, it connects to your phone.
You can draw on it too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this would be the largest purchase I would make for my first apartment. 100%. I would do it.
I do like this more than the Yogaboo though.
Ah, yes.
All right. The slander.
Yo, and then everything else, you save money, go to IKEA. IKEA is the way.
Then she has to build everything herself.
I'll do it for you. I love building things.
I think that's fun though, like building IKEA.
It is fun.
It's so fun.
It's so nice.
High stakes Legos.
And if you really want to ball out, there is a 4-foot coffee table for $10,000.
Oh, okay.
The estimated shipping day is February 28th.
Oh, beautiful.
Next year.
She's got time to save up.
Well, there's also the 3-foot one for $8,800, but you know, you also got to choose.
I just have to comment on something you said. You said this would be your extravagant purchase.
Yes, 100%. Are you kidding me? $10,000 per table?
You have no plans of spending more money
for my
on, like,
apartment.
On an entertainment system?
Bro, an Xbox is $500.
Yeah, but like, you should also have like a good TV.
Yeah, TV you can get on sale for Walmart at $500.
Yeah, TVs aren't that expensive now.
Not anymore. It's not like I would get like an 80-inch plasma screen LED HD 4K TV or anything like that.
Yeah, if you're getting the new Xbox, if you're getting the new Xbox,
I mean, I already have it. That's the thing. So think about it like this: gaming consoles. I'm a gamer. I'm most likely gonna keep getting the new consoles as they come out. But if the next one that comes out is very similar to the Series X and it's not like a complete revamp, I'm not going to get it. I'm always going to have my 360, my Xbox One, and now my Xbox Series X. They're all going to be able to go towards for media purposes, like watching movies or something, even though by then there most likely won't be that many CDs around because everything's going to be digital, especially with like Netflix and Disney Plus and all that. So even for that, like, you have the apps that you can install on any console you have, and now these consoles play in 4K. Of course, now they're introducing 8K onto TVs and stuff like that, but I'm pretty sure that update is going to come with the new consoles regardless. So that's always going to be my go-to for media. And a TV, like I said, 4K TVs, they're expensive, like $1,000 to $2,000, depending on the size. But by that time, 8K is going to be where it's at, and it's going to be the norm. So those prices would drop too, as they're working on probably like 12K, 16K, as you know.
I mean, at that point, I don't think you can tell the difference between 8K, 12K, right?
No, by then you won't be able to. So that's why you just stick with 4K, use what you got, and you spend $10,000 on a coffee table that draws in the sand.
It's not a bad plan.
I just went on a huge rant about a freaking coffee table. Oh my god.
That's what we do here on Nickel for Your Thoughts.
Oh, give me the right what?
I really like that.
What, the coffee table?
Yeah, I do.
Or give me the right subject to talk about and I can keep going for a little bit.
I think it would look great in between two Yoga Bo.
No. I already exited that tab. It's gone.
Wait, would you actually put a coffee on that table though?
No. They have to have a coaster. I would get matching coasters.
Yeah, you're not worried about like this $8,000 table like getting destroyed.
No, because for me personally, I don't drink coffee, so I'm fine.
Okay.
And anytime I have people over that do drink coffee, I put it away.
Applies to all liquids.
Yeah, all beverages.
Well, every time a beverage comes out, that thing goes in the closet. It's only for me to look at. I buy it for my own sanity. That's way in the future when I have $10,000 to drop.
I mean, there's replacement parts for it.
But those aren't any cheaper.
No. All right. Wait. Hold on. You can get a replacement ball for $2 to $2.50. Okay. For whatever reason, there's two versions of this ball. One is 50 cents more.
Okay, I'll get the 50 cents more.
Replacement glass bumpers. Replacement mag pad set. Replacement power extension. You got to plug this thing in, too, so you're going to have a wire going across your living room.
No, I would just cut a hole in the carpet that it's on top of and run it through the carpet.
Oh, really? Do you have hardwood floors or carpet?
I have hardwood floors, so we are not drilling holes into that.
We'll get a rug.
Yeah, just that's what I meant, a rug. So you just get a rug that extends from your sofa to your media setup, wherever you have your TV, and it runs all the way through, and you just run the wire through, and it goes under everything.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, the place is really starting to come together.
We're literally like designing her place now.
What do you mean designing her place? I'm putting my place together in my head. Pretty, you do what you want with your place, okay?
Yes.
If you want me to stay quiet with my ideas, I will.
No, I'm glad you brought this up. I did not know this existed. And like I said before, I like this more than like Yogi Boo. I'm sorry, Mike. No shame.
I'm sorry, Mike. I came in and I ruined you.
No, it's fine. I get it. You guys value aesthetic over comfort. That's fine.
It's because I'm white. Right?
But when you guys have bad backs, I don't want to hear it.
It's because I'm white. No? Okay. We have bad backs, so there's plenty of good chairs. IKEA sells great sofas. What do you mean?
We were talking about an IKEA sofa that I found, and then Mike said that it was probably too hard.
IKEA's the wave. I'm telling you, they're never gonna go out of business.
No, they never.
Or sofa though.
And if they do, it's a bad move. Because I understand, like, there's like these, like Amazon. Sure, you can get a couch from there. And then what's that other? There's a website. I forget what it's called, but you also order.
You get there.
You order furniture pieces from it, and it also comes with an instruction manual to put it together. It's not Etsy, is it?
Wayfair.
Wayfair, that's the one. What's Etsy?
Wayfair.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So Wayfair. I think it was over the summer of this year or last year. Everyone was saying like, oh, Wayfair is actually like a portal for for sex trade.
Yeah, oh my god.
Trafficking, right? Human trafficking.
Yeah, child trafficking.
Wow.
Because there's like two versions of one cabinet or one piece of furniture, and one is like $10,000 to $20,000 more expensive than like the other version.
Mm.
The names of the furniture is actually like actual names.
Wow. And do they have like the person that they're selling? Is she modeling the furniture, or he?
Oh gosh.
That's crazy. Damn. This is why IKEA is going to stay up on top.
IKEA does not participate in child trafficking.
No, I mean for human furniture.
Trafficking. No, IKEA, so... if you'd like to sponsor us.
Yo, that would be the move, though.
I will furnish my whole future apartment through IKEA, except...
I love your Swedish meatballs. Except, I don't care if they're made from horse.
Except... Nice. Except for the coffee table. That will be Sisyphus. Industries.
Sisyphus.
Yes. And you know what? I'm saving this right now. I'm adding book as a bookmark right now. My computer.
So really, have you furnished your thing with any artwork or canvases?
Ooh.
No. I have done no decorating whatsoever yet. I think the extent of the decorating that I have done is putting up my Christmas lights because that makes me happy.
That's even better.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Do you have a
Christmas tree? Christmas lights year-round at our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I keep these up year-round too. But
it's easy to find an art gallery with minimal security, I'm just letting you know.
What's that?
Nothing. We move on. Mike heard it. We move on.
All I heard was security.
That's all you need to hear.
Okay. But yeah, no, I mean, I do want to, like, decorate the place a little bit more, but I'm still at that the phase of, like, getting some of the essentials, like the furniture and stuff. So I haven't been able to think about decorations much. But I do want to get a Christmas tree. So that is on my radar. If anyone knows of any good Christmas tree places, I will go check them out. I already stopped by Hobby Lobby.
Christmas tree shop.
Home Depot.
Home Depot sells Christmas trees?
Yeah, fake ones with lights.
Oh, Costco, I didn't know that. Sells.
IKEA probably sells them too.
Oh, I would go to IKEA.
Build your own Christmas tree.
IKEA. They don't have it.
There was this company that appeared on Shark Tank a while back, and they make very easy to put together Christmas trees. Like they stick together magnetically, and like it already comes with lights, and some of them even come pre-decorated.
Okay,
I just can't remember the name.
But I do want a Christmas tree with lights.
Are you willing to go fake, or do you want to like cut down a tree, drag it in?
No. We don't do that. I don't think I've ever had like a real Christmas tree. Like
we're doing that this year, then.
I'm helping you get
a real Christmas tree this year.
I've heard it's a lot of work, and it like
it's very easy.
No, I mean,
you have to clean it.
Spray it down with like some stuff so it doesn't die and all that.
Oh no, it's okay if it dies. It just has to last like 20 days.
No. It has to last 2 months. Come to November 1st.
No, because then you can use it in the you can use it for your furnace. Not your furnace. Your
furnace.
Fireplace.
Yeah. I don't have a fireplace. I live in an apartment. What do you mean?
Go to the roof and use it for bonfire. I don't know. It's a cycle.
I've never had a real tree.
You don't just throw it away.
I don't think I'm gonna start now.
It's fun. Like you go to a tree farm, they give you a saw, you get on the floor, you cut it down. It's fun.
I've never done that.
I've only done it once, and it was fun.
In my life, I have never cut my own Christmas tree down.
It's fun.
I feel like it's a lot of work and a whole lot of mess.
Oh my! No, you go through that thing so easily. You how go you through it in like that? A minute.
But like, how do you keep the tree up? Like once you bring it to your house, like do you put in a stand?
Yeah, we put in a stand that kind of just like screws into the tree and it keeps.
We also put water in the stand.
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like is it worth all that effort though?
Yes, because you get the smell of pine.
Yeah, you get the smell of pine in your house.
But you only did it once. Didn't you say you just did this once?
No, like we always got real trees. We just actually went to a farm one time to actually cut it down. Every other time we would go to like Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, one of those like,
They're like one of those locations of that
open up. What?
They're on the sides of the road. You can just go, drive down a highway.
Places that open up once a year. Well, not once a year, for like a month every year. And then for the rest of the time, like in the summer, maybe they're like an ice cream shop. Or during the fall, they sell pumpkins or something like that.
Like seasonal store or something?
Yeah, a seasonal store.
So like Spirit Halloween?
Sure.
Do they have that? I feel like I haven't seen the Spirit of Halloween store anymore.
What do you mean? I haven't
seen that in a while.
They're all over now.
Maybe the one near me closed down or something. Because I used to see it pop up every year, and now I don't see it.
I mean, they always close down adulting. Right after Halloween.
Because you're adulting.
What does that have to do with anything?
You stop seeing all the things that used to make you happy.
Wow, that's so depressing. Yeah.
Like your friends.
Wow.
I'm joking. What's it like to be adulting? Is it hard?
It's how much does it cost?
If you say yes, I'm staying at home forever.
No, don't stay at home forever. I would highly recommend like getting out and living your best life for sure. But how much does it cost? A lot. That's I feel like the first few months I feel like are definitely more expensive, especially if you don't have a lot of things. Like I have to buy furniture and things like that. But I'm sure
you just take it from your parents' house.
So I did take as much as I could from home, but like we don't have like an extra sofa or a sofa that I even would want to bring.
No, but see, if your parents really want the best for you, they would let you have the sofa.
But I don't even want.
And then they would just get another one.
Like they're just not my style.
Man, but yeah, like I've never met someone so picky about a couch.
No, I think. Is it just
the centerpiece?
I feel like it's a good thing to want to like decorate your place the way you want, and like
that's true.
Just get the futon.
I'm just messing.
No, futon.
I like the way Pat thinks.
We've already talked about this. No futon.
My grandma just got a futon, and it's very comfortable.
I don't think futons are comfortable. Futons are very like dense and like not comfy or squishy enough for me to feel.
Oh, so you like a soft mattress?
I do.
You can get a liner for it, or like the cushion. Yeah, they have
one of those memory foam ones.
Exactly.
I don't know. I still think futons seems college.
What was that, Throv?
I feel like memory foam stuff is way too squishy for like sitting down on.
You just can't get it too thick.
I got a memory foam mattress and it's super nice.
Damn, okay, baller.
You have to pick and choose your battles, okay? Like, pick and choose your investments.
Yeah, $8,000 coffee table with the sand.
At least I'm spending money on a mattress.
How big is 3 feet?
Wait, we could probably build you one.
Build me
mattress?
What?
No, build you one of those the coffee tables with the sand.
Honestly,
because that ball is just magnetic, and then you can do like an etch-a-sketch kind of a method on it.
Oh, 3 feet's pretty big. $8,000.
Yeah, I mean, sure, make that my apartment warming gift if you want to make it. Apartment
warming gift. It'll take a while, like years.
And I'm not going out into the cold right now. It's pretty cold out. You can build it out of the Christmas tree that you're gonna buy.
I'm not buying a real Christmas tree.
I will learn woodworking just to help make this.
YouTube. You just
because then I'll be able to do it for myself.
I'm sure we could figure it out.
They're paying $2,300. Oh, but this has rainbow light.
So, Rudy, did you figure out your internet situation?
I did. Oh, obviously, yeah.
Obviously, you're on.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, I forgot. I was talking to you about this earlier. Yeah, I figured out which package to get, and I got it all set up. So I ended up picking Verizon. And yeah, it was actually super simple to like get it installed. Like the guy came and did everything for me. I thought I'd have to like do something on my own since I use my own router, but he was just like, I can do it for you. So he was a super nice dude. But yeah, I'm all set up with my Wi-Fi, and so far, no issues.
Wait, so did you end up buying the modem from them?
No, So apparently I have one at home. Like, I didn't even know. So that's the router. So I think they provided the modem, but the router was on my own.
I was going to say, I have Verizon, and, like, the modem and router are one thing. So you can, like, plug that box into a router if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use just the one they gave you. I don't know what they set you up with, but it seems like that's what they tend to give out.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure what they gave me either. Like, the guys just came and did it. And I didn't really ask many questions beyond that. But it was just like, I think if you get the router from them, you have to like rent it every month. Mm-hmm. So it was just easier to just get your own.
Yeah. Routers are cheap too. They're like a good one you could probably get for like 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. That seems about right.
And
I don't know if you've already answered this question, but what was the hardest part about moving out?
The hardest part? That's a good question. I would say the hardest part is what I'm at right now, like trying to figure out like what my style is and what types of things I want in the apartment. I think
that's fun.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun and sometimes I guess it's like overwhelming. Just because there's like obviously so many options out there and like you can literally like you're starting from scratch, so you could take this any route you want.
Are you trying to like not mirror it, but like style your apartment kind of like the way your room would look when you live back at home, like with that kind of style?
So to be honest, I feel like my bedroom basically looks like my bedroom from home because like I have the same bed frame and like nightstand. But in terms of like the rest of the apartment, there are like small bits and pieces that I like from home, but overall, like I have a different vision. So like bits and pieces that I like are like it's like small things. Like I like the water glasses that we have at home, or like I like the office chairs that I have at home. So I might just get like a similar one for the apartment. But like the sofas, I don't like. So I want to get like my own type of sofa, and things like that.
I was actually talking about sofas the other day. Leather or suede?
There's only one correct answer.
And it's not leather.
I'm sorry. Leather or suede? Those are not the only two types of couches that you can get.
No, but those are like the ones that, those are the types that I see the most personally.
I mean, when you say suede, you mean like cloth, right?
Yeah. No, what? No. No.
No, suede is like the, it's like a slippery cloth. Like,
no, I wouldn't say slippery.
Kind of like the material really that leaves imprints, you know? Like if you like
move yeah, like way. You swipe that one way. And, yeah.
It's like a fuzzy type of
right. Yeah. Short hair.
Like everyone got that. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, that material.
That material.
Like if you can't get a coffee table that draws, like you can draw on your couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I think I wouldn't choose either, actually. Like, personally, first of all, leather, I would never pick leather unless have a dog or something.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Even then, I still wouldn't pick leather. If anything, I would just get like a cover.
Dude, I sweat so much when I'm
sitting on leather. No, like, the thing is, when you first sit down on a leather couch and it's nice and cool, that's great.
Yeah, but then like you slide off of it.
It does get very warm.
But I feel like it's just not comfortable. Leather sofas.
I have tried sleeping on it, and it takes a very good amount of adjusting to get a right position.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe and also, you didn't like, sleep on your stomach.
Well, I mean, actually, yes, I would recline it and then sleep on my stomach.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Not joking. I would like sleep up the back of the reclining part.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
They don't even go like fully like.
No, they don't go fully flat, but I try anyway. It's better than just staying on your back. Personally.
Like a normal person?
Yeah, like a normal person.
Oh my God, that cannot be good for your back at all.
No, definitely not. It's bending backwards, bending the wrong way.
How's your back?
No, but. Like I don't like how they make the sofas now, where it's like if it's a 3-person sofa, there's 3 bucket seats, and I hate that. I'd rather it be flat or have like the double large cushions.
So you can like lay across it.
Yes.
I get that. I think that's a valid point.
Wait, what do you mean by
theater chairs?
Like there's like little like cup holders in between seats or things like that.
Yeah.
No, not that. I mean like so. A lot of leather 3-seater sofas, the seats, they're separated. But, like, there's, like, space in between them. And then there's, like, on the edges of each seat, they curve up a little bit. Like a bucket. Like a bucket seat in, like, the back of a car.
It's like an extra pillow, basically. Wouldn't you put your head on that, on the edge of the sofa?
No.
You don't like that?
I want the seat. I want the seat.
I'm so confused now.
I've never realized how little I pay attention to couches.
So it's like, okay, so we actually have our old sofas from like over a decade ago, and they're in our basement. And we have a two-seater and a three-seater. The three-seater, it's like three pillows across the bottom. So like they're curved up towards the middle of each one. And then the two-seater is the same thing except just with two. But now the leather, like a lot of the sofas, especially made of leather, they curve in down towards the center of the seat. So it's like you're sitting on the bottom of a sphere.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like three individual cushions, I guess.
Exactly. They're all three individual cushions with space in between, and they curve up on like the sides of each cushion.
Well, you want to know why they do that?
Why?
Because if it was flat, you just slide off of it, and that's why I fucking hate those.
No, they curve up couches. On the sides though, not the front where your knees are. On the sides, they curve up.
On the sides?
Yeah, because like you know how like that from just your, takes up from your butt, you go space. Up your leg. Like from the side, you curve up your leg. They kind of like cushion your leg like that.
Yeah, I gotta go to like a Raymour and Flanagan's or something.
Bob's Furniture, bro.
Just look at the couches and absorb. No, go to Bob's Furniture. This.
They have free ice cream in the back.
Let's just go to Ant's basement. Easy.
Yeah. You should get a Bobopedic. How about that?
Oh my god! So the hockey stick that I got from my friend today. Tonight at the game, he messaged the hockey player that it belongs to.
You gotta answer that?
So I was at the Prudential Center today. To make a long story short, my friend dropped his phone down underneath the bleachers, and on his phone was your hockey stick from Saturday's game. Hey. Interested in getting it back? ? Wow.
Is he trying to sell it back to him?
I was trying to get his signature.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, he doesn't support the team, but why not get a broken hockey stick? Yeah, hockey stick players. And then trying to broken hockey stick. Sell on eBay, yeah. No, he'll keep it as a memory. Memorabilia. Yeah, it was first hockey game ever. Great time.
Rudy, what else are you missing from your apartment?
A party. Oh,
my bathroom. Oh, yeah, I do need to throw a party, but once I get all these places for people to sit down first.
The floor.
The floor is always open. It's always always an option. But yeah, I have to get like my bath mats. I ordered some, but I don't like them, so I have to get different ones. What else?
What's the kitchen looking like? It's
The kitchen's basically done. I think the only thing I need in the kitchen is just an air fryer, and maybe a toaster. I don't know. I know you can technically toast bread in the air fryer as well, but I just like the idea of a toaster.
You can toast bread in an air fryer?
Yeah, like, I mean, it doesn't turn as brown as, like, a toaster would, but it does the same job.
What if you put the butter on the bread first and then toss it in the air fryer?
I have not tried that yet, but once I get an air fryer, I can definitely let you know.
look at it first before you accidentally destroy it. You destroy the air fryer because of the butter?
No,
but it depends what kind of air fryer you get. Like,
yeah,
I think the more common ones are the ones that kind of have like a handle. It kind of looks like a pot, and you just throw it in.
It slides in and out.
But I have one that looks like a convection oven.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's from Costco. It's probably the same one you have.
Probably.
You know, you can air fry cookies, though.
You can
air fry. It comes out very well.
What?
You can air fry cookie dough, and it comes out very well.
Is it like a cookie, or like...
It'll come out somewhat like a cookie.
So it's like a flat cookie?
Like putting it in an oven.
Yeah, but it's faster.
Because it's higher heat?
I guess. And it doesn't come out the same. It doesn't come out baked. It comes out air fried.
Wait.
Wait.
Don't ask me. My cousin saw it on, I almost said Tinder, on TikTok, and we did it, and it came out fairly well.
Okay, if TikTok did it, I trust it.
Yeah, we had to scrape it off of the wax paper, but not wax paper, parchment paper. But okay, it was pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's one thing I want to get back into. I used to bake a lot in middle school and high school too, so I definitely want to do that more now that I have this place. So hopefully I can send you guys some pictures and some goodies your way soon.
Hey, I'm down. I'll be a guinea pig.
You may or may not die, but sounds good.
What could it be?
The guinea pigs for. Oh.
I want to make edible cookie dough. Once. At least once.
What?
Wait. Edible. So you know how like it's not really good to eat cookie dough straight from the packet because of salmonella? And E. coli, I think?
I mean, I think you just kind of do it anyway.
Oh, yeah, you do it anyway. There's a lot
of things you shouldn't do, but...
Yeah, but, like, the right way to make, like, quote-unquote edible cookie dough is...
you take out the egg.
What?
You get an egg substitute.
That and flour. You have to, like, pre-bake the flour.
Yeah.
You have to put it in the oven at, like, a certain temperature to kill the bacteria on it. And then you can mix it in with the rest of, like, the sugar, egg, milk, some salt, vanilla extract, and baking powder, if I'm not mistaken, unless you also have to substitute that out.
All of this sounds like a scheme for like oven companies just to sell their ovens. Stop me from eating my cookie dough.
I'll get that. Well, the down Nestle cookie oven. Dough packets.
Down with big oven companies.
So Ruthie, have you cooked in your kitchen yet?
Very minimally. So far, I have made spaghetti and Maggi. So we're off to a good start.
So just noodles, huh?
Yeah, just noodles so far. But yeah, I did get recently got into Blue Apron, so I was doing that at home, and I really liked it. But I haven't been at the apartment yet.
Ooh. Wait, so did you have like the is it like a monthly subscription or a weekly subscription?
It's weekly, but I mean if you want to change the frequency, I'm sure you could. But you know, it's super convenient. They like they give you an option of like multiple options. You can pick which recipe you want, and then they'll like do the grocery shopping for you and basically just send it to your place. So all you have to do is just make it, and it's all in the perfect proportions and everything. So I find that like in meal prepping, I spend a lot of time like figuring out what to make and then like getting the supplies for it. So this kind of takes out all of that pre-work. But I haven't done it at the apartment yet, so I have to set that up again.
Blue Apron, if you'd like to sponsor us.
So what's your I guess favorite meal that you've cooked so far from Blue Apron?
To be honest, I don't remember the names, but I remember there was this one package where it was just like a bunch of different like fish like items, I guess. And those came out really well. It was like fish and rice was one. There was like fish and a pasta and fish with like kale. Like those were like really good. I have to figure out what the name of that was, but I haven't been a huge fish person, but that package like basically opened my eyes. I'm like, maybe I should start cooking fish more. But yeah, I think they have like snacks too. I haven't done that. I've only just done the meals.
A lot of actors and actresses have started going plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Like plant-based burgers and meat and all that. But they have been keeping fish on the menu though.
What is it called? Like pescatarian? That's what the diet is? You just eat fish?
Yeah.
Well, fish is the only meat, right?
Fish is the only meat source, yeah.
But aren't those plant-based meats so processed that it's not even that much healthier than...
I mean, honestly, probably. But in the end, it could all just come down to the macros. I mean, I understand, really. Like, all the additives they use, but...
The impossible you gotta look at the ingredients. Impossible meat, I've tried it before. It's actually not that bad. Like, it tastes somewhat similar to, like, the actual thing.
So are you saying, Sarav, are you saying you eat meat?
Getting a little political here, guys. Wait, hold up. Whoa, can you imagine? Can you imagine if people who ate meat talk the way like people who eat plant-based stuff talk? Like, hey, dude, try this steak. It tastes... No, hold on. It's the other way around. Like, someone comes up to you with like a piece of broccoli, and they're like, it tastes just like broccoli, but it's made of 100% chicken.
That's disgusting.
Oh my god.
Disgusting.
That would be amazing.
No.
What? Yes.
Broccoli that tastes like chicken?
I'll actually eat it.
It tastes like broccoli, but it's made of chicken. Like,
oh, never mind. If it tastes like chicken, then that's different.
Wait, what tastes like what? I'm confused now.
Broccoli that tastes like chicken.
Broccoli looks and tastes like broccoli, but it's made from chicken.
Oh, that one.
Apparently they make grapples, which is like an apple that tastes like a grape.
Yes.
I have not tried it yet, but I've heard of it.
Christine brought that, right, at NGII?
Christina?
You have no idea. When it comes to the names Christine and Christina, I could never. No, it's impossible for me. I'll say one or the other. I can't do it. I've talked to girls and their names were Christina, and I accidentally called them Christine. I swear. I can't. It's the name. It's the one letter. I can just never remember which one it is.
Call her Yo Dog. Hey, dude.
Yo, dog. Good. Yo, pass over that broccoli. It tastes like... I mean, that's good, my like broccoli, bro.
Forgot. I was going to say something. Oh. All right. I'll come back.
In the meantime, Ridley, have you like settled in... Is it like the place where you're at? Is it like a city or like is it a... Kind of like near your workplace?
I would say it's more near the city. It's not really like a suburb, but it's also not like in the heart of the city. So I would say like on the outskirts of the city.
So have you like explored like the nightlife or like gone out yet? Or
I have not done any of that. I have not. Like, I think the most exploring I've done was ordering food from an Indian restaurant to my apartment. So... That's the extent of my exploration so far, but I'm sure, like, once I get settled in the apartment, like, I'll start venturing out more. But, yeah, I was talking to the guy at the front desk, since we have, like, a concierge, like, front desk type of person. So I was trying to get some recommendations from him about, like, good places to eat and stuff. So I think I made my first friend.
You know, it's always good to have the front desk guy as your friend.
Yeah, no, he's super chill.
Is it like multi-level, like?
Yeah, there's like 10 or 11 stories here.
Ooh. Which floor are you on?
I'm on the second. I don't get much of a view, but I get to
look at the elevator goes down, it's really helpful to just be able to go up the stairs.
Oh yes, no, that's a huge plus. But yeah, I get like NGIT vibes because our last year we lived in one of like the sorority houses in the second floor, and it was so nice to just be able to walk up the stairs. So I'm on the second floor again now.
Nice. Is there a finished rooftop?
No, there's no rooftop, but they have like an infinity pool and a hot tub outside.
Wait,
yeah, that's sick.
Just casually drop.
You need a roommate.
Will you provide a coffee table?
Yes, $8,000 coffee table.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to get a futon for a couch. So where are you sleeping?
That's fine. I'll sleep on the floor.
He'll sleep next to
you. Kidding me? Table. I'll sleep. Hell yeah, I'm gonna cuddle with that coffee table. $8,000. Jesus Christ.
That's so many.
Can I bring my dog?
Yo, you do have a dog.
Do they allow dogs?
Oh yeah, it's pet friendly.
Oh,
I've run into so many cute little pets.
Yeah, you say that, but then a lot of places have lists where they don't allow certain breeds, and my dog is one of those breeds that appears on that list very often.
So
wait, really? I thought it was by weight.
What's that?
He's a quote unquote pit bull.
Why quote unquote?
Because he has his own breed name. It's just that pit bulls and his breed, which is American Staffordshire Terrier, they were bred from the same original breeds from England when they came over to the US. So they're very close in size, and I guess you could say temperament, but he's chill. He just likes to bite a lot. I have marks from him, but it's just playful bites.
I don't think they had like a list of prohibited like breeds, but they did have like some certification required. I didn't look into it since I obviously don't have a pet, but it has to be a specific certified pet and then it should be fine.
My sister and I have been trying to sign him up for being a service dog for our quote unquote depression that probably exists.
Well, how is that?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm just shocked.
Non-consequentially immoral.
Yeah.
Is it a difficult process to get your dog like certified as a service dog?
I'm not 100%. I've only looked into it once, and this was a couple months ago when he was still too young to register.
Okay.
But I have been getting emails from him though, and I did actually get a couple phone calls. I don't think it's that much. I don't think he needs certain training. He knows a couple tricks here and there, but it's not like he's trained to protect me or do something specific, like tell me whether or not my blood sugar is getting low, like other dogs, like for special cases. But I'm not sure. I mean, I honestly feel like too many people can make their dog a service dog.
Yeah, you just go on Amazon and buy the vest.
Yeah, you buy the vest as a service animal.
They're not allowed to ask if it, you know, what they're trained for. They're not allowed to ask if it's actually a service dog.
They're not really?
Or I think that's like the only question they can ask. Is it a service dog? But they're not allowed to ask what it's trained for. They're not allowed to ask like what you have because it's all HIPAA violations.
So they can't ask for paperwork or proof?
No.
Wow. I'm gonna lie my ass off every day. Is that dog a service dog?
So there's a difference between a service dog and an emotional support dog.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know. I mean, you said like you wanted to help for depression. Wouldn't an emotional support
dog? I hug him every day.
Does he hug you back?
I give him multiple hugs per day, and it helps.
I'm sure.
That counts.
So where are you trying to bring your dog that you can't bring him like right now?
Well, I'm living at home, so it's just that I've already told my sister, and she doesn't want this to happen, but I've already told her when I move out, he's coming with me. Because I am, I don't like saying it, and there's probably a better way of saying it, but I am his master.
Oh my god! I did not think that's what you were gonna say.
He is my student. No, like, I'm the one that does all like the training and stuff with him. So he's the one that again, another word I don't like saying, he obeys me more than everyone else.
Damn, man, I didn't see this side of you coming out.
I'm pretty strict with him, honestly. Because like, especially with his breed, I don't want him to get out of control. I want him to stay like, not down to earth, but like as calm as possible. Because God forbid he runs out and bites someone, that's a hassle and a huge headache. But the only biting he does is playing with someone. And you'll get a mark, but he doesn't mean it. And he's still just a puppy. But he loves people, though, which is great.
How old is your dog?
8 months.
Aww.
Today. 8 months today, actually.
Oh, damn. Bring him on. Where is he right now?
He's downstairs.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like anyone in the audience can see him.
What's his name?
Aries.
Aries. Happy birthday, Aries.
Without the I, though. Just A-R-E-S.
Happy birthday, Aries.
Aries. No, without the I.
Oh, without the I? So it's
yeah.
A-R-A... What?
A-R-E-S.
Aries. So how do you pronounce that?
It's Aries. It's the same way. It's just spelled in the way that the name of the Greek god of war is spelled.
Gotcha.
Instead of the zodiac symbol.
I'm Aries.
My sister's choice. I wanted Midas.
Everything he touched would turn to gold.
All this could be yours one day. But yeah. He's my little loaf of bread. Because he's brown. Like a loaf of bread. We sometimes call him porco or leitão. So porco is pork or pig in Portuguese, and leitão is a cooked pig, and he's brown like a cooked pig. And when he lays down, when he lays down on his stomach and he has his front paws out in front of him, his back paws, instead of being tucked under him, he lays them out flat off to the side. So it's kind of like he has wings in the back.
That's cute.
He's double-cheeked up on a Tuesday. I'll tell you that. Man's got a dump truck.
Damn. Like...
Wait, Rudy, are you going to get a dog?
Oh.
I was just about to say, are you going to get pets or anything?
I want to get a pet, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Get a lizard.
Get a lizard. No, no, no.
Get a lizard, he says.
Snake.
Fine. A snake.
No. If I were to get a pet, it'd probably be a puppy.
Yay! Oh.
You get a fish also.
I've had multiple fish growing up as a kid, and they all died, so not no
get a
more.
Beta fish. Well, I mean, like, how long are these fish supposed to last?
We only had goldfish.
Oh, I actually had a goldfish that lasted 6 years.
Yeah, they're supposed to live much longer. Like, not like a few months like they did for us.
And they grow to be really big.
Mine grew to be about 6 inches long.
Goldfish?
Yeah, goldfish. And then he developed like a huge... And he developed like a huge wart on his side. And it popped one day. He kept living. And he died.
6-inch goldfish. Oh my god.
Yeah, he was big. We want him at like a fair.
I can't imagine that. That's ridiculously large for a goldfish. I've only seen like 1 or 2 inch ones.
I honestly don't even remember what his name was. It might have been Mickey.
You named your goldfish?
No, my sister. My sister's naming all of our pets. I have no say. I never did. She named our last dog Sniffy. I didn't even get a say.
Sniffy.
Yeah, she was a little black miniature pincher, like maybe like 5 pounds. And she passed away. Oh shit. Was it last year? No, 2 years ago, 2019.
2019?
Wait. Oh. Yes, no.
Yeah. 18?
I don't know, remember. 2020 or 2019. She got like really bad. Like basically her insides were all toxic. So it was
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it happened over the course of, I'd say, a month. And then her brother went maybe like a month and a half after her. Well, that's because he had like an enlarged heart. And then inflamed inflamed lungs? No. I forget what it was, but he was in bad condition too. Man had a dong though, bro. For that size of a dog? Jesus Christ. It's Rob laughing.
Oh god!
I think it was the size of his head.
Oh, there were you demonetized?
We're getting demonetized. I'm sorry. This is whenever I think about him, I think about how fucking huge it is, bro. It shouldn't be that big for a 7-pound dog. It's like a third leg.
Oh man. Damn.
Man, I should have been a frat boy, bro. I fit the character if I try.
Well, damn.
You guys ever rush? Well, Sarav, I know you did, but that was like a business frat.
Yeah. It was
Pat and Mike, did you guys ever rush?
No, Pat's in the effort.
Yeah, I've rushed Alpha Sigma Phi.
And we never got brought to any parties? Like, what?
What? I invited you.
When?
During college?
No. No, yes. That's false.
I remember otherwise.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, by the time that we actually started talking, became friends, you weren't even, like, living on campus anymore. Or like you were very rarely on campus.
No, that's fair. I'm trying to think. It's like definitely by the time we became friends, like I really wasn't as active as I guess I was like younger. You know,
you had your career to think about.
Yeah. I don't know. You kind of you outgrow it. You know.
Yeah. And Rudy, you said a sorority house before. You were in a sorority?
I was not in the sorority. We were just in the house. One of our suite mates was in the sorority, so she pulled us in.
Oh, was it one of those houses behind the Honors College?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Greek Village.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that reminds me back to the time that I was with Rob and one of our other friends.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Shade.
I really hope his parents aren't listening, but Rob had a great night, I'll tell you that.
All right. We're not here to expose ourselves.
Are you kidding me? I did too. That was great.
All right. I think this is a good place to stop. Riddy, thank you for being on this episode, sharing your experiences.
Of course.
Yeah, I really, really hope to see you again in the near future on another episode. This has been Nickel for Your Thoughts. Thank you guys for listening. Oop, oop.